On air, online, on digital, and the ABC Listen app. On ABC Radio Hobart, Lucy Braden.
Well, picture this. School kids, groups of them, out after school exploring museums, jumping into after school clubs, and even connecting with the classics department at the University of Tasmania, all in the pursuit of learning and adventure. We're talking about programs run by the Peter Underwood Centre that provide a gateway to a world of learning beyond the classroom. Children's University Tasmania and Limitless Learning. It sounds pretty incredible, doesn't it? Is that how you learnt at school, or maybe how your kids and your grandkids are learning right now? Becky Shelley is the Deputy Director of the Peter Underwood Centre and is here to talk more about that and just harnessing children's way of learning. Hello.
Hello, Lucy. How are you today?
Really well. Great to have you in. So we've got some new programs to talk about.
Yeah, we do. So I've spoken with you a few times about the Children's University, which we started in 2015. And we've had children do, I don't know, 250,000 hours of extra learning.
Wow.
Yeah.
On top of school.
On top of school. And it's really amazing the impact that's having on their love of learning and their engagement in their community. And what we kind of saw through that is we mostly work with children who are in regions or kind of on the urban fringe. And so to get to TMAG or some of those places, it might be a bit tricky for them. Mm. So we wanted to work out, well, what are some of the other opportunities that just exist through, I don't know, boat museums or the tramway museum or maritime museums, you know, those little tourism destinations and places spotted around Tasmania. And we thought, well, what if we could work with them and connect children to them and see how we can enliven those opportunities. And so that's what Limitless Learning is called. And it's been going great guns this year, and it's super exciting. But what we kind of are seeing, so we've had Children's University running for a while, and children get a passport that looks like an actual physical passport and visit new places and learn new things. And what we're seeing from that now with, you know, 5 years' worth of research is that that learning that's taking place in community with their family, with others, is actually influencing in really positive ways their learning in the classroom. So we see that with their NAPLAN results. We see it with parents and the students themselves talking about how much they love learning new things. So I just think when we hear a lot, I guess, of concerning information about educational equity and challenges and the amount of time children might spend on digital and we have online learning challenges. Mm. But I actually feel really hopeful about the enthusiasm that the families and the children and community members have. And the classics one was really interesting. So we did some research with a regional school, like quite a way out, and was really through child-centred workshops and saying, like, what do you want to know more about? And I was, like, just as surprised, I think, as anyone that actually it's, like, you know, the classics. I was like, well, actually, at the University of Tasmania, we've got a classics museum and we've got some amazing researchers and academics there who, when we connected them, just straight away put their hands up and they'll be going out and, I don't know, talking Latin, looking at relics.
What, yeah, you know, what does it mean by classics? Like ancient civilizations?
Yeah, ancient civilizations, precisely. So I just think it is that having that time and space and that creativity to make the linkages, it's so important. And these kids are going to have an amazing time. Like, I've already decided I'm going to be, you know, booking the uni car and heading out and sitting in the circle with them, I reckon.
Why not? I mean, if this is showing that they can learn outside of the classroom, I think it's so important. 14 to 5, Lucy Braden with you on Drive. Becky Shelley here as well, Deputy Director of the Peter Underwood Centre. And we're talking about learning outside of the classroom, beyond textbooks and the desk. And I think this is really important for parents, grandparents, carers to hear as well, because some children, some people just aren't cut out for that style of learning. Do you think it also proves the importance of informal learning?
Yeah, I think experiential learning and hands-on learning is, you know, when you think back on some of the experiences that you had at school, it's, it, you know, for many people, it's often that thing where you're actually kind of directing and self-directing the learning experience. And I think that's one of the, I guess, the kind of philosophical underpinnings to a lot of this work is that it's voluntary, it's child-led, the children have agency and choice in deciding what they want to do, and then again with limitless learning, they're actually co-designing and getting their hands on the process of actually what are we interested in, you know. So it's kind of shifting the and sharing the power with the children and young people. But I think we kind of know intuitively, you know, from that learning happens everywhere, and you know, your parents are your first teachers, like learning's happening from birth. And so I think this is really just continuing throughout the primary school and high school years, an appreciation of that fact, but also recognizing that a lot of extracurricular experiences, like, they're pretty expensive, right? Like, by the time you've paid for whether it's soccer or like whatever your child's passion is, and that is a real barrier. So I guess one of the things that we're really trying to do with this is say, well, let's harvest and collect as much low cost and no cost opportunities, promote them widely. You know, you don't need to be in the Children's University to visit the Tramway Museum or to visit some of the other places that we're working with. And hopefully, you know, everyone has a great day out, but in the, like, subtext, it's like, well, hopefully we're actually having a really, making a really powerful contribution to those children's aspirations and to their attainment and to their sense of self, all good things.
It sounds like you certainly are, and included on top of that, NAPLAN results as well. You say you can see it paying off there. You mentioned earlier transportation and how, you know, some of the students you work with can be a fair way out. I mean, we do know that transport and access to learning opportunities can be, is a pretty big factor, an important factor for children in Tasmania. What sort of challenges do young Tasmanians face in that regard?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. In the workshop with the young people themselves, they were identifying, look, a lot of us have, well, a couple of things, you know, single parent families, so it's another sibling, so just that, you know, organising everyone to get out and find it interesting for everyone can be just tricky if you've got multiples in your family, you know what I'm talking about. But also just time, right? People are time poor. So even if the question of distance and cost of petrol, you know, the cost of living pressures, the children were saying to us, you know, Saturday is like for soccer. They had a really active soccer group, and like Sunday's our day of rest. And it's just not feasible for them to travel 100 kilometres after school to go to something. So that's where I think we're trying to put things in a community development model and say, okay, well, in your local government area, what is there? And there's some cool stuff, and people with heaps of knowledge is what we're discovering. Volunteers who, when, you know, when they're talking with our participants, like, they're good storytellers and they have interesting experiences and knowledge to share. So
So you're encouraging them to look inside their local government area.
Yeah, find something if it's walking distance from your school. Or I think the key challenge, which is great if anyone's listening and wants to get in touch and work with us on this, is also to think, okay, well, can we do something at lunchtime at the schools. So it's still outside of the curriculum, but, I mean, that's what we're going to be doing with the classics team, is we'll bring them in at lunchtime and kids can come and drop in. And, again, they decide. It's not like we make the opportunity, but it's up to the children if they find it interesting or not. It's not it's not schoolwork.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah. And it sounds fun in a way, or something that's targeted at them that they can really enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and then for the children's uni kids, we have like the massive graduation ceremony at the end of the year, which I must invite you to, because I think you'd love it.
I'd love it.
And there's rarely a dry eye in the place, and it's just a beautiful opportunity to celebrate. Like, that's a lot of time they've put in. And like, as I said, the kids are time poor as well, between needing some downtime for their brains, as they said to me.
Oh, they do. And like, they're out playing sport on the weekend. I'd be exhausted. 7 minutes to 5, your weather update in just a couple of minutes. But Becky Shelley is here from the Peter Underwood Centre. We're talking about limitless learning, which is basically learning outside of the classroom, not necessarily curriculum based. It could be fun learning, but something that you can genuinely learn from and have fun from as well. Becky, parting message for my listeners, what would it be in terms of, if they've got young people in their lives, just to engage them? Mm-hmm. What could they do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I would start with the conversation with the young people. What are you interested in? What do you wonder about? What are you curious about? And I said to my son on the drive in here, he was like, where does the radio actually come from? Like, does the sound come from the tower on Mount Wellington, or does it come from where I'm coming in? You know, so I was like, I don't know, I'm going to have to find out about that. But I think you just have those conversations that open the curiosity, and then work out, okay, well, where can we find that information out? And it might be on the internet, right? Like, it doesn't need to involve leaving, you know, going somewhere. It's just actually, let's be working out what they're interested in. And then if it's something that involves another community organisation, like, ring the Underwood Centre, let us know who they are. We want to be working, you know, the University of Tasmania is really committed to us working with and through others to really harness these opportunities, particularly in the regions,
C says, just to wrap it up, tell me what to do and I might be able to do it. Show me how to do it and you are more likely to get results. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Thank you so much for that. 0438922936. Becky, wonderful to have you in again. Look forward to our chat next month, and no doubt you'll be joined by some more familiar faces from wherever you are working next month. Great to have you in.
Thank you so much.
Becky Shelley there, Deputy Director of the Peter Underwood Centre. Your weather update after this.
ABC Listen.
A lot of us want to know exactly how a major silicon